Guys are solid people. They really are. I enjoy being in the room with my guys. I really do. Our guys, and not my guys. Our guys. I enjoy being in the room with them. I really do. It's a lot of fun, and I think it's always fun when guys have the same goal in mind. We're going to come out here and find a way to win, and that, to me, that's what it's all about. And none of the other stuff matters. So the impressions, they don't count. What counts is what they're going to do when they get out here, when it matters. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens.
Ivan, can you probably already get asked this, but then can you just give us your impression of LeGarrette thus far?
No impressions of LeGarrette. No impressions of LeGarrette. We'll see what he does.
What do you like about him thus far?
Everything. We'll see what he does. I really will. I mean, it's kind of early. You know, this guy just got here. He's learning the system. I love him in the meetings. I love him being around him. So we'll see what he does when it counts. That's when you're really going to love the guy. He gets out there and makes some things happen on the field. Then we're really going to love him. But if he's not, we ain't going to like him as much. So let's wait and see.
Can you do an actual impression of him?
No. You guys talk to him, right? I mean, no. He's a good dude. He's really a good guy. So we'll see what happens.
So many changes and faces that are in that room. How valuable is it for you to be a part of such a consistent coaching staff? You know, it's the same.
Well, it's my blessing to be in the room with those guys. I'm the privileged one. Believe me. Bill goes out and gets a nice bunch of guys to put in that room, and guys that are good guys, good people. And I'm fortunate enough to be in there with them, working with them. I look forward to that. I enjoy that. And I take a lot of pride in making sure they come out here and get it done on the field. And that's what they do. And I'm very fortunate those guys want to do that. It makes it easy to coach them when they want to come out here and play like they play. But we're looking forward to seeing what we can get done.
Brian Daboll's back after, obviously, a few years away. What has he been able to add to the offense?
Well, I think that's kind of sort of out of my realm. I think you asked Brian about that one. I'm just happy he's here. We always could use another good football coach. You know, the guy's got the experience that he's got, been a coordinator in the league, seen the things he's seen, attacked the defenses he's attacked. It's always nice to have another guy like that around. It really is. So I'm kind of excited to have Brian with us. Plus, he was here a long time ago with me, so we're pretty close. So I'm always happy to see Brian around. Very happy.
Coach Iff, how are you?
Doing good.
Have you ever had a back that's 247?
Yeah, I have.
Who is it?
I ain't telling you. You know who we had.
Corey?
He was bought that, wasn't he?
247.
Yeah. He wasn't listed there, but there were many a times that Corey was, he got up there pretty good. I don't know if he was quite 247, but he was a big back, yeah. Antoine was a big back, not quite 240, but he was a big back also that we've had.
How does that bring a little bit of a different dimension?
We'll see exactly what LeGarrette does with it. You know, I'm not going to project on what he's going to do out there. You know what I mean? I know what I like to see him do, and we'll wait and see. Wait and see. Okay? All right, guys?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.